Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
Yes, guys, it's your favorite podcast, and we're back again.
Yep.
It's your boy Yari.
And your boy Wright.
Yes, sorry for the long breaking transmission.
Yeah.
Ayo will tell us why. Why we have that breaking transmission?
Why you always blaming every time?
We got feedbacks and we got messages from guys asking how far.
How far are you guys? That was our podcast. I'm like, you guys are listening like this.
So we're back. We're back again, guys.
Yeah.
Thank God for health. Thank God for everything.
Life.
Still alive. True. And well, 2020 has been a roller coaster,
bro.
But we're grateful to God that He has spared us to this day.
Yes, sir.
So straight to the topic of today, we're talking about identity.
Yes, sir.
Are you right? What's identity crisis, basically?
Wow. Just threw it up to me like that. No, anyway, identity crisis is, to me, basically, it's a period where you have some form of self-examination.
Mm.
It's a period where you have to, normally as human beings, we don't like exams, we don't like testing. But this one is something that we actually need. So this one is something like you actually need, because, you know, you keep asking yourself who you are, what is your purpose in life, you know, what are your values? Do you still believe in what you used to believe? Me, I have questions for us today, for myself and yourself. So, and you know, because I read wide, and I could also sense that, I could also see that some people believe that their causes, and these causes go all the way back to childhood.
What do you mean by causes?
I don't mean causes as in like, you know, I'm blessing, I'm causing. I mean like causes, like the reasons behind an identity crisis. So before I even go deep into that, the term identity crisis was formed by a psychologist.
Psychoanalytics.
You know this guy, psychoanalytics. And
old guys with black and white pictures.
All
those old guys with black and white pictures.
And beard, I think.
Beard is constant.
Mad beard. Jeez. Anyway, so his name was Eric Erickson. Very, very lovely combination of name. I can't be Eric Erickson. But anyway, so he was the one that, you know, that conjured or that formed the term identity crisis,
okay,
as well as the midlife crisis thing. Okay. Understand? And it came up as a result of him to having experienced that crisis at a young age. So, his own theory basically is saying that there's no specified time to have identity crisis. You know, some people believe that it can be maybe when you're small, maybe when you're old, maybe when you're, it can come anytime.
Okay.
You understand? It can be maybe when you're just maybe like maybe between age 6 to 12 or something.
Mm.
You understand? So they're basically like various causes. I mean, before I talk too much, what do you have anything to say about identity crisis? Like, can you, anything at all, anything
well,
at
just
all?
To make it clear to the audience out there, identity crisis is when you start doubting yourself.
Boom.
Start doubting who you are.
Okay.
Start doubting what you stand for,
okay,
what's your opinion on things,
okay,
what do you like, what,
okay,
do you enjoy, what do you hate, you understand? And that can come as a shock. It usually comes when there's a major stress factor that's around, maybe a loss of a friend, a loss of a relationship, a loss of maybe a partner, or a job, or change of environment too, can make you start having that kind of effect that you start doubting your existence, start doubting your own identity. There's this picture I saw, a very funny picture I saw. So a tomato walks up to a group of berries, strawberry, blackberry, and a grape. So it's called the berry guys, were called the berry club.
Okay.
Right? So tomato asks the berry club guys, can I be part of you guys? The strawberry came up and said, no, there's no way you can be part of you. You're a tomato, you can't be part of us. You understand?
Okay.
But tomato now brought up an article, maybe from Wikipedia or something, and showed the berry that I'm actually a berry by definition. Then the strawberry now looked inside and said, I'm not even a berry.
Can you imagine?
That even I'm an accessory, what they call accessory fruit, sort of. So, at the end of the picture shows tomato in the berry club, cucumber and the other people are actually called berries. Meanwhile, strawberry with the name berry was sitting outside and was not wasn't happy. So that was like a whole pictorial explanation of how identity crisis can come. When you think you are somebody, then after a realization of a truth, you find out you are not actually that person. And it can happen to a lot of us.
Solid, solid. Stas, you just drop gems like that. See, Yari is back with gems, guys. Anyway, you got all this psycho risk. Okay, so just as you said that, for example, now I think I shared it on the last one of the episode that we had the Gbadi Ball. Okay. We talk about purpose. So I believe purpose is related to identity. You cannot know what you have been called to do unless you know who you are in the first place. You understand? So me, for example, now. I share that time. Growing up then. In fact, before I even share that, I would like to also share what Eric Erickson said about the importance of knowing yourself at a very young age. Even though he didn't say identity crisis comes at that age, but he's saying that it is important to actually know yourself at a very young age. So he said that a real identity crisis is when we don't form a proper sense of self as an adolescent. It results in certain ongoing behaviors throughout our adult life. Then psychologists also, they've connected the lack of identity to our childhoods. Then Eric Erickson, our Baba, now said, the environment a child grew up in was crucial or is crucial to forming their sense of self-awareness and self. So, in a sense that if a child, for example, which is actually one of the reasons, if not the main reason, that's actually the main reason why, for those of you that don't know, I'm actually also into children ministry. Like, I teach in church. So, and one of the reasons I do that is because I'm interested in reaching out to the youths, to the young minds. My catchphrase normally is catch them while they're young, Because by the time they're older, when they're like in 20s and 30s, it is harder to debunk some certain mindsets and certain mentalities. But that's formative, 6 to 10, 4 to 13 or 14 or 18 or whatever, you can still shape their minds. And one of the reasons why that is important also is this aspect of self.
A sense of your identity.
Like awareness and stuff.
Yeah, basically, I think, like you said, the psychoanalytic or psychologist, Eric Erickson said, he says that once there's a deformative period in your adolescence, you can have a deficiency in the sense of your identity. Sorry, the grammar was trying to hook me up, but go past them. I noticed that happened a lot. You understand? When parents don't give you that sense of being on your own, when you are growing up as a young child, they are always telling you what to do, telling you what, not because you like it, but because you want to do it, but because they are told what they've told to do. So at home, you suffer from your parents telling you what to do, then you get to school, your friends now telling you what to do, you are now moving with your friends, you don't have your own self, what do you really like? Some people really, like for example, in school there, we actually hate a particular person, not because of the person has offended us,
but because
of other people
group hates.
You understand? So, and when those friends, let's say that friend now travels abroad or leaves you, you now start like, what do I really, really want? You may be out there and may think that, I don't really have any problem with, I know myself, I know my identity. But there are many people out there that do not have a sense of identity. And I see this playing every day, even online conversations as well. For example, now there's a movement that is common on social media now, where most of people, for example, now, look at Twitter now. All Twitter says, how many followers do you have? A lot of these followers don't even have a sense of identity of their own self. Do you understand? They just trying to move with anything they see. One of the signs of having a low self identity is when you don't have a deep opinion about something. Are you a conservative or are you a libertarian? Do you think that people should have freedom, or you think that people should have a certain laws should be in place to keep you from doing things? Do you have your opinion about politics? What's your opinion about food? What's your opinion about and if you want to really get people that have this sense of a lack or a deficiency in the sense of identity, you find out that when you place the question of what they are usually confused. We ask them, what do you want, chop? What do you want? What do you want? You are looking for a babe for how many years? What do you want in a woman? you understand what you want in a guy as well. So that's actually a part where, and I think most people don't get to experience it. I'm sorry to say this, for those guys that actually went to universities like private schools where you're told to, you're not allowed to walk around. Sorry guys.
Attacked. Triggered.
Like, I remember the first time when I got to university, like I went outside to read at night class. Then I got outside at 1 a.m. I can't try this at home now. I was going on the road, I was like, Jesus, let me be this. realization, like I was alone. That sense of realization, I was alone. And there, you can now say, okay, what do I really like? You are giving money. What do I want to do with this money? You get to understand what you like. There are things, there are some people that are on level, when you leave them alone, you start realizing who they really are. You understand? So at that point in time, then I got to find out why. And this also happened when I went for service as well. Service, I was like far away
from home. Yeah.
Far away from friends, from anybody. You live in the UK for a while, so,
so
you're
far
away.
Yeah,
so you actually discovered you. And do you know when you are alone with yourself, you now see your deepest thoughts, desires, things that you actually think of coming to manifestation. I remember somebody very close to me saying that when he was in Nigeria here, he would say, I don't want to smoke, I don't want to do that, I don't want to do. Say when he traveled abroad, say he did everything. So you don't really know who you really are when you are in an environment that is trying to depict. Okay, for example, now here in Nigeria, there's a strong sense of what is that you can't be kissing your girlfriend on the road. But over there,
you
can kiss
me
easily. So you don't really know this is actually your identity. You really don't like these things
until you leave a certain place. Wow.
And that's why I think many of us, we have a little lack of sense of identity. We don't really know who we are, you understand, per se, and what we really like. We're actually moving with people that are around us. So when we now, when we are now shocked, is the shock that brings out the identity crisis.
Wow.
In us.
Fam.
I think you also need to go in. What are other signs that you can notice of people having identity crisis? What are other signs are you using?
It's very easy for us when we're talking about these things to, you know, say people, you, but let's bring it home a bit. Like now, me for example, growing up, I had very low self-esteem. That's
well, look at you.
Someone said, look at me.
Ugly duckling. The ugly duckling is a swan.
What the hell? Well, yeah, I mean, growing up, I had so much low self-esteem that if anybody tells me, you look nice, I feel like
change that for that.
No. As in, I feel so like, wow, you mean it? That's you look nice. One day can last me for 1 week.
Jeez.
Instead of happiness, because that was I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe in, you know, what I see or what I saw in the mirror.
But why I think most guys, why do we have that low self esteem? Is it because of our environment? I know what causes low self esteem.
Okay.
But I'm looking at you as a person.
Yeah.
You came from a wealthy background. At least we guys were okay to do it.
Sort of.
Like other people that were not from a wealthy background, where you saw your daddy with school, always come to ask for house rent and everything, those kind of things.
Yeah.
So why would you have that kind of? I'm diverting from the topic.
No.
I really want to
understand why
a person like you, who I see, grew up from a very wealthy background, low self-esteem.
Well, personally. I don't know if people are born with low self-esteem. I don't know. Maybe I would have to do research on that. Maybe people are born with low self-esteem. But I also think, as you said before, it has to do with environment sometimes too. And also, the work of our parents.
Bam.
The work
that's
of
what
our
I was trying to hear.
Okay,
bam.
Our parents... Now, I'm not saying I had the low self-esteem because, you know, my parents did not tell me stuff or did not. Obviously, I think it's a general thing when it comes to African parents.
To be honest with you, let's just say plain truth. Most of our parents do not know.
They don't know.
Now, when we are now developing to be parents,
we know that
there are things that we should actually do. You read the book Outliers. He said that most rich guys in the US, I think I've said it on different podcasts, rich guys in the US, once their kids have an appointment with the doctor or the teacher, they make that kid stand for themselves. They make the child able to speak in front of authority by himself.
Yeah.
So that's why basically when they meet their kids, they allow their kids to speak and people of authority, like doctors or teachers, so they can stand for themselves. I've noticed in practice as well too, when I have a kid come over to check their eyes, most of the elite folks, rich folks, allow their kids to speak for themselves. Say, okay, what's your problem? I doctor, interact with the kid, a 5-year-old kid. I'm asking the person, what are you feeling like? How is it? So that sense of they can stand for themselves. It gives them a sense of identity. Mm-hmm. Also, it boosts their self-esteem as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it also has to do with parents. Parents is actually, despite the background where you come from, like mine, or despite parents, like, yeah, those things are what cause low self-esteem. So, sorry to cut you short.
Fact. I agree. Because, you know, Nigerian parents, they are just about do something for me. My parents, some things that...
Doctor, lawyer.
Bro, I've had experience of telling my dad I love you. He told me, okay. all this little emotional stuff, they need to learn it. But anyway, not to slander or bash our parents. They're very wonderful. They're awesome. Yeah, so growing up then, low self-esteem, to the extent that I didn't really know who I was. I didn't know what I really wanted, as you were saying then. I was just seeing myself as we were talking. In the sense that, I said it on that podcast with Bade, but I said, when it was time for us to move from GS3 to SS1, that's when you choose whether you're going to be a science student, a commercial student. Personally, I love drawing. I used to draw a lot. I was quite good at drawing. I used to make comic books and everything, art and everything. Naturally, I'd be creative. You understand? But based on, say, my guys, then most of my guys are the working.
Your identity wasn't your guys.
My identity wasn't my guys. Bars. So, yeah, you know, most of my guys. And funny thing was, in secondary school, then I wasn't a clique person. Like, I rolled with everybody, but my closest guys, most of them were going to science. My guys, let me go to science now. So, I was there. You know, I mean, it wasn't really entering, but my guys, the chemistry lab, we get to talk about football and everything. So that drove me to the point where I made it to the end. Now from secondary school to uni again, you know, the thing is, when you have a track record of not fulfilling what you really want, and you get to a point where you have to make a decision, it is hard for you to not start afresh. You feel the pressure of continuing what has started before.
Yeah.
You understand? So continues the track record of making decisions based on what other people think, based on what your guys are doing, not based on what you want. So it's just a cycle. So when you now have to start, you know, on, is it on cycling or removing the cycle or the track record, it takes a lot of time. I won't say I've completely should I say recovered from that. Yes, because you mentioned something about opinions too. Opinions. I realized maybe even a year ago or so, that in terms of opinion, like now when you talked about social media, you know, how people have opinions and everything, how there's always, I realized that in a way I'm not very assertive.
Okay.
Simply because I don't want to offend anybody. I want to please this person. I'm very diplomatic naturally. I don't want to, you know. So sometimes maybe on Twitter now somebody says, maybe I tweet something, I say Henry is the best. Is the best to be.
It's a lie. Give me stats.
Yeah. Are you sure? How can you trust me when Ryan Giggs is there? I say, and I say, yeah, okay. Announce you. Then before I announce, that's true. You know what? She just said so. Maybe Ryan Giggs is the best, or maybe two of them. But deep down, I still believe that Ryan Giggs, Henry is the best. But because of that, okay, the opinion, maybe they know more than me. Maybe I'm not really sure. Maybe
I'll start buying into that.
So it's not really what concept I wanted to see or what I really have in mind to do. You understand? So this affects almost everybody. If you're not very, very conscious, a good friend of mine, Toby, which is a good friend of the podcast, he does our
video. Rap Zim!
Jim, our main guy. There's something he told me that he said he had to leave Twitter for some time.
Yes.
I asked him why. He said if you're not careful, Twitter standards will enter your head. Mm-hmm. Before I know it, things that you used to believe in, things that you believe in, you don't really want to believe in them again because of what people are saying on Twitter. No, you know, Twitter, you're on Twitter now, hot takes. Yeah. So maybe before you believe that, you know, this and this, people have different opinions about, let's say, fraud, let's say, feminism, rape or something. And because, you know, you already have your own, like, Before you enter Twitter, maybe as a Bible believing person, or maybe whatever faith you believe in, your faith or your principles or your beliefs, this is what you believe in. But once you enter Twitter, I see your main guys. You see that what is popular, the opinion that is popular, is what is reigning. Obviously, that's why it's popular. Anyway,
don't leave me.
You understand? So for you to now button and say, but I don't think this is the way. I think so and so. Bro, you will trend that day. For the wrong reasons, even though maybe your own unpopular opinion is actually the right one, but because of what people are saying, so that's another aspect of you know, a sign of identity crisis. Because
when you start doubting
what you really want or what you really believe in because of what other people are saying, you want to please them. You understand? So I think another one which I've seen, which I'm also slightly not entirely guilty of, but I've observed this, and you know, is, you know, the gift of adaptability sometimes is not really a gift, or sometimes it's not really a blessing.
Okay.
Sometimes it can be a curse. Because if you're the type Paul said to the Jew, I became a Jew. To the this, I became
that's
to the,
mirroring.
Exactly. To the Ikorodu boys, I became an Ikorodu boy. You understand? Just because he found himself in the environment to win them over,
yes,
so they can give them what they want or what they need. But sometimes in using that strategy to win them over, to give them what they want or what they need, you might get overwhelmed.
Yes.
That you don't, that to go back exactly. So what they are presenting to you now is now suppressing the message that you had before. You understand? So being able to adapt to different environments, like I was talking about environments in terms of childhood now, if you're a person that you can easily adapt anywhere, there's that tendency of, okay, because I'm with this guy now, this is what this guy wants, let me behave like this, that. Because I'm with that guy now. There's an example stated by Erickson's theory. You know, like maybe if you change jobs now, and maybe one job that you're doing or that you want to do requires silence, calm, no noise. You have to adapt, you have to change your ways. Maybe naturally you're not a quiet person, you're loud going, you understand? You now calm. If you now move from that job, another job again that requires another thing, you change your ways against that. Before you know it, if you're not careful, you lose your own self.
Yes.
You lose what you really believe in. You lose your own personality. So that's another sign, I feel like.
Yeah.
Let's talk about.
So what other signs of cases where it may show you have, you lack a sense of identity, which for that means that you're going through an identity crisis.
Yeah.
When you change your environment, you begin to doubt yourself. Like I just said,
yeah,
doubt what your value stands for. People won't find it when they travel abroad now. To now start over in friendship, building relationship now.
Yeah.
They find that they don't even know what they like. They are surprised.
Yeah.
That's why you see the movies on social media trying to connect guys with people that are here.
Yeah.
You understand? It happens a lot. Also, when you have radical shifts in opinion, we actually said that before.
Yeah,
when you just change from one person.
Because one person says
something. I touched on that. When you don't like being asked about yourself, this one I have a problem with Nigerian ladies, and some have told me how it felt. Maybe I should work on it. But when you ask them, "Oh yeah, I'm meeting you for the first time.
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself." I know many of them don't like. Maybe it's the person asking the question. I don't know. Maybe it's the person asking the question. But a lot of people don't want to tell you about themselves. You know why?
Right.
Because they don't know who they are. Tell me about yourself. Like, it's a problem. Like, you're not making they are changing the camera on their face.
The
spotlight. They'd want to be hiding. I noticed that many things that we do in life here exactly just distractions. You see the football we're watching. See the music we're listening to. Social media. It's just like an escape route.
Yeah.
Do you know that many people don't stay 30 minutes on their own throughout the day?
Bro. Anyway,
just stay alone. No noise, nothing. Just no thoughts of anything. Just a blank mind.
Oh, I'm guilty of
that
one.
30 minutes.
Like.
And do you know how it helps? When you see people going for all these sea diving, going far away, that's what they are looking for. Without the noise of the phone, social media, and the rest, many people don't know who they really are and what they stand for. So that's when you ask them how you can know a sense of identity crisis. Then the person doesn't, you ask about yourself, the person is agitated and really angry. Then also, when you get bored easily, like you do something today, you start, today is baking and it's raining thing.
Let me
baking,
run to
I'm baking,
it.
I'm baking,
yeah,
I'm baking.
Yeah,
but... when I'm
baking,
I'm baking. I'm baking. Now going to, you want to be a makeup artist. Today, tomorrow you love Bon Appétit, tomorrow you love...
Whiskey.
What's this guy that we like?
Who's that?
Me and my sister, we like this guy. What's this Ghanaian guy?
Nigerian. Sakodi.
No, not Sakodi. Okay, let's chase
Easy,
it.
Mr. Easy.
No, he's a gospel guy.
I can't remember.
Alright, so basically, you just like, you move from one person to another. You are sad. You get bored easily. Mm-hmm. Even in relationships too, you also get bored easily. Secondly, your relationship don't run deep. Like, you don't have a lot of protection of yourself.
Yes.
You don't want to have a deep connection with people. You're always trying to shy off. When you see you are getting emotionally attached to somebody,
run
off. And that's another sign of a lack of sense of identity. Then this one hits me hard. Deep down, you don't trust yourself.
Bro.
Do you know that sometimes, even after getting the degree, after being certified like you are a, like you know this thing, after being licensed by a body that controls what you do, after going for numerous public health talks, you sat down in CBN, like by giving my experience, I've sat down in a place where there were CBN staffs,
bro,
executive staff who spoke about a topic, and I've gone to different banks, you understand? But when there's you still have that doubt that whispers in your head, you know what you are doing, guys. Do you even know what you are doing, guys? So sometimes we have it, like, and basically in Christian faith too, many of us don't really know the power that we have as Christians, you understand? that if God says he has called you to be his son and you have accepted him,
yeah,
and you don't really know that that power that you have as, see, as a power.
Power.
You know, like, you have that power as God's son that he has already given it to you. Like, you lack that sense of identity. So these are the various signs. And if you have any of these signs, I think the best thing you can do is to talk to people about it.
Yeah.
Have friends that you can talk to.
Yeah.
Talk to people that you can share, like, we're having a conversation now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also talk with me if you have my contact. But just have a conversation with people and find out what you really like. Don't be lost in the crowd.
Mm.
Don't be so much about friend.
Yeah.
I'm not that kind of person that... I learned this thing very early in my life when I was in school. And I thank God that it happened to me very early. So people only care about themselves. Though I trust people, though, I love people as... But you have to understand that people, not everybody really wants the best for you.
True.
It's very hard to get a David and Jonathan relationship. Jonathan was supposed to be next king.
Next king, yeah.
But he loved David, despite when people know that David was, people were now pushing David to be the king. He loved David despite that. So it's very rare to have sincere friendship. But I wish you guys can have build bonds of sincere friendship. Yes, and also you be that good friend.
Exactly.
That other people can
lean on. Yeah, not every time, you know, give, and not every time take. Sometimes give.
You be that person.
Be the person. Just like how we normally in church or in religious gatherings, we're always praying, you know, to God, please speak to my destiny helper. Let my destiny helper locate me.
And when you
also, your destiny helper now. Why not also pray that you're the person that you have been called to meet you?
Somebody says something that you are looking at down on yourself that you are not enough.
Yeah.
Somebody's praying to be like you.
Do you understand? So this thing is
praying their prayers to be like you.
Levels and perspectives in this life, honestly. Levels and perspectives. But yeah, before I would also like to, you know, share with the house some ways in which we can overcome identity crisis, like questions we can ask ourselves, which I believe would be very helpful to both of us as well. So, but before I get to that, what are your thoughts on astrology and identity? You have people that believe so much in this. What's this thing again? Virgo, Scorpio. Man, I'm a Virgo. Ah, no, please don't leave me. I'm a Virgo. That's how we behave.
My deadbeat falls on cancer season.
Okay.
So, and I've done research and I saw that, okay, the traits of cancers.
Yeah.
Those
are actually legit. They are very legit. Very honest.
The Bible doesn't ask us to believe in those things. Yeah. So it's like idolatry, sort of.
Yeah, it is.
Where you are now raising the sun.
Yeah.
So basically, how does it affect your identity? Well, these things are created by God, but it can be easily manipulated by different means, you understand? And it can take us away
from,
you understand?
Return,
you observe that there are people that behave like, behave like me. We are shy.
Yeah.
We are introverted.
You are shy.
Sort of sometimes.
Yeah. No, they lie.
But
shy,
I'm sanguine. But anyway. I'm sanguine in nature. I'm the life of the party. When I'm around people, I always like to make
them. Life,
I think you are like that.
Yes,
too.
I'm like that too.
I have a friend too that's like that too. So basically, all those things then, temperament and rest, they all try to play into our identity. But the problem is where we are having this discussion is that when people have not settled down to even observe, or the lack of knowledge that they don't even know that this is how they are. Because if you know who you really are,
yeah,
you know that, okay, my bed month actually helps me know, okay, I'm aligning my... When you don't even have an idea of what you like. Like, there's this funny story. There's this German footballer, 2014 World Cup final. I think Germany was playing one match. So what happened? A ball has hit his face. You understand? So after he has revived the portal in his face, he was already moving around the pitch self. He now went to referee. Said, are we playing the final match? Referee that looked at him like, this guy is joking or what?
Are you serious?
Referee had to call the guy to go and take him out or else.
Wow.
The guy don't get injuries, brain injuries. So that's a funny story. Like, that kind of guy, now he's playing the final match, but he doesn't know that. He just woke up and said, are we playing football? Are we playing the final match and everything? So I think, to go back to the question about how astrology affects identity, I may not be in the best place to say, but I know that once you don't even know who you really are, you can't even match it.
Wow. Bro, I didn't even see that angle, but it's true. Very, very true.
What do you think about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I've never really rated it, sir. But one day, there was a time I actually checked it. Like, I'm all, this is not me now. That's about, that also falls back to what you said now. If I had not observed myself or allowed myself to be aware of certain things that I do, certain things that I like to do, or what I really want to an extent. Obviously, I don't know what I want. I mean, I don't have the full picture of my purpose yet. Understand? Okay. I believe it's a daily thing.
God shows. But you know what you like.
Yes, I know what I like.
You know what you know what you like. You hate what you hate.
I hate what I hate, and I don't like what I hate, and I hate what I don't like. You understand? And I think that sometimes also, this is just by the way. So I think sometimes we learn what we like from what we don't like.
True.
That sometimes that we date some people believing that.
Oh my God! Like, oh my God! You just touched a nerve. Continue, but talk.
I mean that.
Continue. That is why dating is here. See, I tell people that don't frown on dating.
Yeah.
That's why some of our churches and religious have got it all wrong.
That, yeah, dating is.
You need to really date someone to know what you can take.
Yes.
From a particular person.
Yes.
I've dated before.
Yeah.
I know what I can take. I discover myself sometimes. Mm. When I dated somebody, you understand, right? Because about what I really like
and
what,
you don't, yeah.
What I hate. Mm. So going back to your point, that's your hate, your strong hate.
Very, very important because you know. So, I mean, so I think that's how me I've been able to learn most of the things I like from things I don't like, because obviously, as I said, growing up to low self-esteem, I didn't really know what I wanted. I was following the crowd. So, but when I realized, okay, he needs to actually calm down. It all started when I read Releasing and Maximizing Your Potential by Dr. Miles Monroe, very, very fantastic teacher. And I realized that, okay, I'm a guy. There's actually more to life. We actually have something that everybody has been called out for a purpose, for an assignment. And before you can even know that assignment, you must be able to know yourself to an extent. Mm. And the thing is, long and short, you can't really know yourself until you know who created you.
Mm.
You get me? You understand? And every creation, every product has a manual. Although we don't usually like to read manuals these days, which is why sometimes things fall apart.
Mm. If you actually don't leave me! Don't leave me!
What is wrong with this guy? So I believe if we actually go back to our manuals.
Why you drop there? Okay, forget it. Continue.
If we actually go back to our manuals, that is obviously the Bible or you know the book that your faith believes in. You understand? And God, the one that created you, understand? You can actually trace some things that He has expected you to do, what He expects of you, and your ability. And it is actually from there that I was also able to realize that my shyness. It was when I started meditating on 2 Timothy 1:7 that says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Then I think Proverbs 28:1.
This is a real life story now.
Real life story, yes. Yes. Proverbs 28:1 talks about how the righteous are as bold as a lion. I remember one day in church, they told me to come and react, to come and sing or lead the church in a circumstance of national anthem. And obviously, even at that age, I was still afraid of crowd. But because I had meditated on that scripture, I think some years ago, I was before I go. Righteous as well. I'm a lion. I'm a man of war.
See,
you know,
we talk about those things, yeah.
Yeah.
Many folks don't know that. Oh, you think it's foolish,
bro.
When you talk to yourself,
bro.
When you make positive affirmations, they are not child's play. One day
we'll talk about yeah, we'll go into that. It's a deep level.
When you talk to yourself, you look child. When you see people on the road, they are talking to themselves. You think they are not,
bro. It helps.
Sometimes you need to talk to yourself because there's a battlefield going in your mind. And when you make this pronouncement, they help. Your inner mind, calm down.
You know what? He listens and it's okay. You are done. You're a lion.
Do you get me?
You're a lion. You're courageous. You're not shy. You're composed. You're calm.
So
and
that's the.
So yeah, it works. So anyway, now overcoming self identity crisis. And I'll just share some questions that we can ask ourselves in case you are, you know, having this crisis and stuff. What qualities and characteristics define you? How has this changed over the years? You know, these qualities and characteristics. How have they changed? If you are experiencing a major life change, how have these things changed for you? Are you content with these changes? How can you cope with the new things occurring? Also, what are your values? Is anything working in opposition to them? What are your interests, your passions, your hobbies? Are you doing what you like to do? And if not, why not? If you love to play tennis and haven't for several years, what factors are preventing you or any other thing that you like to do? What grounds you? What calms you down? What is your foundation? You know, what helps you cope when you're struggling? What is it? Before I move to the next one, that's what grounds you really helps, because if you don't stand for anything, you fall for anything. Also, if you don't stand for something rather, you fall for anything. So if everything is not working, if your foundation is not strong, you as everything is falling down, so you could fall too. So you have to have a strong foundation, basically. What is important to you regarding your values, purpose in life, or sense of identity? Is there anything you feel you can do to improve yourself, your sense of self? So these are just questions to ask.
Questions that when you ask yourself, you can now ask and find out who you really are,
you
what you really stand for. Yeah. All right, guys, it has been a very wonderful session today. thank you. You are still here with us. We're running the podcast very soon. Shout out to all those guys that have been listening to us. We promise to keep bringing you quality content that will build you and make you better. Quality discussions that will help you. If you have any topic you want us to talk about, please feel free to message us on the platform. We also have pictures that concern this topic. An article and post we'll put in our Instagram handle. So follow us on Instagram, Miku Converse Podcast on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook as well, Miku Converse Podcast. We're signing out now. But before we go out, I want to give a shout out to all Liverpool fans out there. Do you know anyone that's a member of the house?
Liverpool the scar small room. I mean, that I know that listeners now.
Shout out to all Liverpool fans. Congratulations after 30 long waits.
Oh yeah, sorry, Tinedu, the guy that designed artwork.
Oh, shout out to Tinedu. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Liverpool fan. Delay is not denial. 30 years of waiting, and we one day we want to talk about Liverpool story.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
From Hillbrow disaster to now. It's a very beautiful story. Yeah, message that is, you never walk alone is a very it's a lovely song, and something that we should all fall in love with. So we're signing out now. Are you having final takes?
Remember that life is an exploration, and at certain points we all surprise ourselves.
And Tyrone Lannister says of a Game of Thrones that
he says very, very carefully, now listen, never forget what you are. For surely the world will not. Make it your strength, then it can never be your weakness. Armor yourself in it, and it will never be used to hurt you.
Peace, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade, and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner, that is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.